One of my favorite prayers is the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Over the years, I've come to adopt Angela Davis's take on this. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I'm changing the things I cannot accept. Integral to life is change and transition. Humanity's search for truth and meaning, including the meaning of the ultimate transition, life to death, have inspired hundreds of religions in search of the why, with a capital W. Why do we exist? Why is there pain? Why is there suffering? I don't have answers to any of these questions, and neither does Unitarian Universalism. What I do know is that we need community to help each other through the oh-so-difficult times. And we need community to celebrate each other through the celebrations and milestones that remind us how wonderful it is to be alive. Being part of a faith community has always been integral to me most of my life. When I left the Muslim faith in my early 20s, I spent the next decade visiting congregations of all different denominations and faiths because I enjoy being in community. I finally joined a UU faith congregation in my early 30s. And it felt like finding water when I was parched. I found a faith home that did not condemn me or my family. What a gift. It wasn't long before Unitarian Universalism broke my heart, and I found that even if the theology and values are something I agree with, ultimately faith communities are made up of people, and people are fallible and have the ability to be hurtful and mean. People also have the ability to show extraordinary care and love and warmth. When I decided on the path to becoming a religious educator, it was because, as the adage says, we teach what we most need to learn. I wanted to embody what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist, and I wanted to devote my work to inspire others to be the best people they can be through the UU faith. East Shore is the third congregation I've served, and it is where I've served the longest. Compared to the very long ministries you've had here, 7 years may not seem long. However, they were a full 7 years, full of transition and many seasons of change. Change itself is neutral. It simply happens. Our judgments or feelings about change are our own. Some of the changes at East Shore were embraced with relief and excitement, others not so much. Either way, the people of East Shore who embraced me, supported me, and cared for me have been the reason why I wanted to persevere, even when personally attacked by people who were clearly lashing out from their own pain. I have many, many more wonderful memories of my time at East Shore and powerful examples of courage and grace. The first that I need to lift up is former board president Ann Fletcher. Many of you may not know that I almost left the congregation after just 4 months, and it is only due to Ann's leadership that I stayed. Ann is one of the most gracious, strong, and clear leaders I have ever worked with, and I am grateful for her grace under so much pressure. Every board president and every board of trustees at East Shore has supported me in ways that have enabled me to carry out my ministry. Beth Wilson and I spent the better part of a year working without a minister, which had significant challenges. Jack Slow River had to endure criticisms and attacks that no one should have to deal with, and yet Jack stayed steadfast in their support of my work. Tom Doe supported me when I was almost at the end of my rope. He asked me what I needed to hang on and stay, and he gave me what I asked, which was kind and generous and loving. Dennis Fleck offered his support on day one and was happy to listen when I had a concern. Now, I lift up your board presidents and your board of trustees because when colleagues from around the country hear stories about East Shore, I inevitably get the question, why do you stay? I always respond, because I have the support of the group of people who know my work the best, the board, the BIPOC affinity group, the Black Indigenous People of Color group, the religious education team, the families, children, and youth. Without the support from these groups, I never would have stayed as long as I did. Some of the transformations have made a tangible impact on the atmosphere at East Shore. I simply love how welcoming and open the foyer of the sanctuary is, the signs declaring our mission, and the community artwork that is shared by all is inspiring and inclusive. Kudos to Karen Dawson, Wenda Collins, and the rest of the aesthetics team. As I mentioned in my Beacon column, there are leaders who worked with me hand in hand. Walter Andrews will always have a special place in my heart. Walter's been battling cancer for the past few months, and he's preparing for the ultimate transition from a full and wonderful life to the great beyond. Walter embodies what I wish every Unitarian Universalist would: humility, grace, and a fierce love of this faith, and an understanding that our job here is to make the world better for our children, our grandchildren. There is no such thing as other people's children. Walter celebrated his 81st birthday yesterday. Our existence as UUs is not about making ourselves comfortable now, but about how we will inspire and teach our children and youth to love our values and live them out in the world. This was Walter's ministry to our children and youth for over 50 years. One notable example of the impact Walter has made, along with Marcy and David Langrock, was when they led the middle school youth group on a year-long project to fundraise and retrofit the water fountains in the education building so that we use less plastic water bottles. This is a gift given by the youth group led by Walter, Marcy, and David that will last for many years to come. Another person who has a special place in my heart is Millie Malarkey. Millie reminds me of one of my Egyptian aunties who is fierce and honest and full of love of her family and community. One notable difference, though, is that none of my aunts would have even said the word sex, let alone teach it, let alone have great jokes about it. Millie is a big reason why the Our Whole Lives program is as successful as it is at East Shore. Yes, I love the program. I'm a trainer. I'm a leader. However, without committed lay leaders like Millie, programs do not gain as much excitement and traction. I need to thank Felice Nightingale, who has assisted me in becoming much more organized administratively and who I could always count on to offer support to our children and youth. Thank you to Leanne Strubel and the Strubel family. Leanne was on my search committee and decided that I belonged at East Shore. She taught me that East Shore is a kinder and more fun place when we center play and kindness and storytelling. Rhonda, Manny Brown, Marsha Marsh, Seth Hamilton, Jose and Jeanette Garcia, a group of people that we've had a shared experience together in the affinity group. And they have been a source of life and love. Your support and love has sustained and nurtured me in ways you will never fully know. Thank you to the Right Relations team, started by Louise Wilkinson, Mary Anderson, and Mark Norelius, with the guidance of Pam Arbach. This team has been one of the proudest ministries I've worked on. Thank you to Ryan Hill and Lynn Roche, who have stepped up to work on the Adult Programs Committee. One of my highlights on Sunday mornings has been Jeannie Gardner. I can always count on a huge warm hug from Jeannie. Jeannie has also now been texting me and calling, which has been just a gift. I will miss your hugs, Jeannie. Roland Wise. Roland was a member at East Shore for many years. He moved out of state a couple of years ago, and I wanted to lift him up because I still remember and think about him. He was so enthusiastic about our services and loved seeing and being seen and embraced by so many of his East Shore friends. The group that I've been closest to and I will miss interacting with the most almost every day is the East Shore staff. I am deeply grateful to have worked with such a dedicated group of people, compassionate, caring, and fun. Staff that have left, Rebecca Chatfield and Elaine Parislua, who I'm still very close to, Lucy and Jesse, our former bookkeepers, and thank you to the current staff, Joseph and Jalil, Jason, Vanessa, Steve, Eric, Jenny, Nicole, who helps me communicate better, and especially Diane and Amanda. I have worked the closest with you both on the religious education program I love so very much. I love you all and will carry you in my heart. My biggest, biggest, biggest thank you goes to the families, children, and youth of East Shore. You are all why I do this work, why I am inspired to teach and continue to learn every day. You are the core of our faith and of East Shore. Please know I have not listed every single person who has had a loving and positive impact on me. Please know if I didn't lift up your name, it is not because you are not in my heart. It is in the interest of not having an hour-long homily. I offered a few names of the many who have loved and cared for me and supported the ministry of lifelong learning at East Shore. I have done nothing alone, and my message this morning is dedicated to all of you who make the East Shore Unitarian Universalist faith community all that it is. Amen, Ashe, and blessed be.